Welcome to this week's Key Voices. I'm Makesa Mwanza, bringing you a roundup of the latest education news and an interview with our special guest, Bethany Eady. Firstly, the news and headlines this week. The Independent has reported that schools serving the most disadvantaged children are set to miss out under Boris Johnson's pledge to level up funding. Those with more affluent intakes, including the majority of grammar schools, will benefit under the Prime Minister's proposal, according to research from the Education Policy Institute think tank. The Guardian has reported on a secret document which reveals the government's fear for school chaos after a no-deal Brexit. Schools may have to close, exams could be disrupted, and fresh food for pupils' meals could run short because of panic buying, with prices soaring by up to 20%. The government is facing calls to allow pupils more time to sit key stage 2 reading tests after the word count of the paper was upped by 45% this year. The combined word count for the three texts in the test sat by pupils in May was 2,168, the longest it's been since the new primary curriculum was introduced in 2014. Also this week, the TES has reported that the teachers' pension scheme has been hit by a $7 billion cost that one analyst has warned could lead to teacher pay being frozen or pensions being made less generous. The TPS's annual accounts for 2018-19, published yesterday, outlined that the expected impact of a court appeal ruling about the changes to the public sector pension scheme that were introduced in 2015. The number of hate crimes in schools and colleges in the county affected by protests against LGBT plus lessons has surged more than 50% in just 1 year, The Independent has revealed. The rise comes at one of the schools at the centre of a row over equality lessons has reported homophobic footage and far-right Islamophobic mails to the police. And the TES has reported that deaf children from poorer backgrounds are falling behind their hearing peers by 2 grades due to a lack of support. The National Deaf Children's Society says its new analysis of government data shows the average GCSE grade for hearing children without a special educational need is 5, but this drops to 3.9 for deaf children and 2.96 for those deaf children on free school meals. This week, we're speaking to Bethany Eady, former primary school teacher and current content producer here at The Key. Welcome, Bethany.
Hi, Makesa.
Could you start off by telling us a bit about the planned changes to primary assessment and what's changing?
Sure. So there are two big changes coming up, but neither of them are happening immediately, so you don't need to panic. The first one that's kind of got the most press recently has been the reception baseline assessment. So this will be coming statutory from September 2020. It will be an assessment of the maths and language skills of every 4 and 5 year old child starting school. So it's an on-entry assessment for as soon as they start school. And a voluntary pilot scheme is beginning this September 2019, which schools have signed up to already. They've been invited to sign up, and there's actually been a really good sign up number. So more than 9,000 schools have signed up. So as of September, we'll have a better idea of what that's going to look like. And the other big change is the year 4 multiplication tables check, or times tables check, as I'm sure it will probably become known. And that will become a requirement from June 2020. So a pilot on that ran last month. So some schools have had a taste of what it's like already. Interestingly, neither of these tests will have a pass mark. So in the case of the reception baseline, teachers won't even be told a mark or a score. They'll just be given a narrative statement about how the children performed.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the year 4 multiplication tables check? What does it cover and which pupils will take it?
Sure. So the check tests knowledge of multiplication tables between 2 and 12, and each pupil has to answer 25 questions. What makes it a little bit different to other forms of statutory assessment at the moment is that this test is on screen. So it will be conducted using laptops, computers or tablets in class, and the children will have 6 seconds to answer each question. In terms of who will be taking it, all year 4 pupils should take the check, but there are some extenuating circumstances. In terms of how you decide which children might fall within those extenuating circumstances, your head teacher makes the final decision about whether a pupil should take the check. So for example, pupils who have just arrived in the school during the check window and there's not enough time to establish a standard at which they're working, things like that, the head teacher might decide that it's not the right time for them to take the check. You can find out a little bit more about that in our article, Year 4 Multiplication Tables Check, which should tell you everything that you need to know.
We know that the reception baseline assessment is not due to be introduced until autumn 2020, but it's already caused some controversy. Could you tell us a bit more about why there have been protests?
Yeah, sure. So teaching unions have long been opposed to a standardised reception baseline assessment. This is an ongoing debate. So the National Education Union voted overwhelmingly last year to boycott any pilot schemes run by the DfE. In April, specifically April this year, parents, children and some teachers marched across London in protest of the assessment, and they delivered a petition with almost 70,000 signatures to Downing Street. And this was organised by the campaign group More Than a Score. They say that testing young children is pointless and damaging, and that research has shown that the results will inevitably be unreliable. In response to this, the government have said that this is not a test, but a way of holding schools to account and comparing pupils on entry results with their results at the end of primary school. So the idea is that eventually this form of assessment will replace the Key Stage 1 SATs. So there's really two sides to the debate, and it's definitely caused a lot of controversy with parents who just feel that this age is too young for children to be sitting assessments. And you can find out a little bit more about the reception baseline assessment in our Need to Know article, Reception Baseline Assessment, National Pilot Launched.
So from your own personal experience as a reception teacher, how do you think children of that age might react to this kind of assessment?
So from my own personal experience as a reception teacher, I'd say that if this assessment is done sensitively and carefully, a child won't even know that they're being assessed. And I think we can trust almost all reception teachers to do that. You know, it's not unusual to have an on-entry assessment. This is not something that is new for reception teachers at all. It's something that most reception settings will already have, just in terms of assessing where children are when they come in, when they start school. So just as long as they are doing it sensitively, and I think simple things like calling it an activity or a game rather than a test can really help children to feel comfortable. If it were me, I'd probably kind of give children a sticker afterwards, or lots of praise or something like that, just to make it a positive experience. It shouldn't feel like they are sitting down and doing a test. I'm sure no reception teachers will be making children feel that way. I think from my own personal experience, rather than this being about how it might impact a child, because hopefully the children won't realise that they're being assessed, I think the impact on teacher workload is something that potentially could be a problem, because reception teachers are already doing this kind of assessment. This isn't new. And so this is just an extra kind of administrative task for them, and the fact they don't receive the results themselves means they're having to do essentially the same task twice. So I think that could be slightly frustrating for teachers.
And finally, bearing in mind what we've been talking about today, if you had one message for school leaders to take away, what would it be?
So I would say the main message would be make sure your staff are informed and know what to expect. Equip your staff, be they your reception teachers or your year four teachers, with all the necessary information, and make sure that they feel comfortable to come to you if they do need support with these new forms of assessment. Another message would be certainly that in the early years, children shouldn't even be aware that they're taking a test. And in year four, children shouldn't be made to feel under pressure or stressed at all. My main message to school leaders would be make sure your staff feel comfortable to come to you and talk to you if they think any of their children are feeling anxious or stressed out by these things, because really these progress measures shouldn't be things that impact the children in your school, your own pupils. They should just be an assessment task for teachers and for the government. So yeah, that was kind of two main messages, but I think both of those are quite important. And you can find out more on our articles and our Need to Know article on the reception baseline assessment and the year four multiplication test, if you want to find out more details about how to make sure your staff are prepared.
Thank you very much for listening. Key Voices is produced by The Key, giving education leaders the knowledge to act. Special thanks to Bethany for talking to us today. Members of The Key for School Leaders can access hundreds of articles on the latest issues in education at thekeysupport.com.